This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friday. Fridays are good, normally. This Friday has me just a little bit blue, I have to admit. So I'm putting it all on our fine audience to buck me up a little bit today. You know, give me a little extra energy here on the show. We call What's on Your Mind. I am Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Somewhere.
Somewhere. There he is. I heard him. Manny is answering the phones when you call today. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. First-time callers. First-timer Friday. We do this each week. So if you're a first-time caller, you let Manny know that when you call and go to the front of the line. Now, normally we give away, like, oh, I don't know, a couple pillows an hour. Now we've done it, Todd, or one an hour or whatever. Remember last week somebody was upset with us because they said, you know, we didn't say that it was only two, and then when somebody called in late, they didn't get one, and that was really unfair, and you're so mean, I can't believe you didn't give it to them. Do you remember that? I hate it.
I remember being upset with you.
Yeah, good point. They were yelling at me. Anyway, we'll fix that today. I have a bag of goodies. I have a swag bag here today on the program, and if you're a first-time caller, you tell Manny that, go to the front of the line, I'll have something for you, okay? Trust me on this one thing, a little prize for you, so that will be wonderful. So why am I blue today? So we have a young lady in the family by the name of Hannah. Hannah is a sophomore in college, and Hannah's been home all summer. She goes to college way out east. So it's not like easy to see her. So when she's gone, she's gone. You know, we usually go out once, sometimes twice, to see her, but she has been here all summer. And you know, so last year she goes off her freshman year. That was awful. It was just plain awful. And I know this is how it's supposed to be. Right? So our son went to UND. He's now graduated. He's got a job. He's got a place to live. He's got, you know, the whole thing. All figured out. I got a dog. You know, got a Quonset. I mean, he's on his way. He's gone. That's the way it's supposed to be. And now Hannah, last year going off for a freshman year, gulp. Oh man, I can't believe this. She's not in the house anymore. Next one's gone. Yeah, and then this summer was like more normal. It wasn't like sort of that anticipational summer of, oh, she's gonna go. You know how that is. I mean, leading her senior year and all the hoopla of the graduation and everything else, and then. But this year it's sort of like much more relaxed and just had her home and it was so fun. And now, I had to hug her this morning and know that I wasn't going to get a chance to hug her again in a while. So I'm just kind of a sappy dad. I don't know why, you know, this is so hard because I guess I do. I mean, you love your kids. You raise your kids to the best of your ability you love them. They do need to leave, Todd. They do need to leave. I mean, that's just kind of a, you know, thing. You would not be a proud parent if your kids were still under your roof at 50, right? You're 80 and you got a 50-year-old in the basement. Not a good thing. So I get it, but it's still hard to say goodbye. So anyway, if I'm off my game today, now you know why, okay? Now you got the whole scoop on why I'm a little rattled today, a little off my game. We had a fascinating day yesterday with Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce. And he was a guest of Congressman Kevin Cramer's for a town hall. Skip the talk radio part. We were there, but it wasn't on the air. It's available on Facebook if you want to watch it because it was rather interesting. And, of course, there's a number of different groups that were represented there and able to interact with the Secretary of Commerce. And he told us yesterday on the program what I think is fairly significant news. I've not heard it anywhere else. And that is that NAFTA could very well be done by the end of the month. They're negotiating with Mexico right now, and they're saying as soon as they're done with Mexico, the Canadians will come on board, so they'll all come together, and we're like days away. That's what he said. Now, he said, I don't want to jinx it. There's all these things that could go wrong because you don't have a deal until everything is decided, right? It's not like you could say, well, we're two-thirds of the way, so fine, we'll agree in principle, and he didn't like that. Not with a trade deal. So that's pretty significant. I asked him a question later in the press conference that I found interesting as well, because Kenny Grainer, who represents the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, was there, and he asked him a number of questions. At the end of it, he just said, well, tell the president we're in it to win it. You know, we understand. I mean, there's a lot of nervousness in the room is the word I'd use from people just, you know, getting the facts on this. It's a difficult time. And he acknowledged that. You know, he said, look, I get this. It's harvest time and I get all that. But when Kenny Grainer said, we're in it to win it, he quickly said, if that's the attitude everybody has, we will win this. We will win this. Some to that effect. And I have the actual cut that will play before the end of the day. So in the press conference, I asked him, okay, you said we will win it if the attitude is, you know, we're in it to win it. What about the critics who obviously are throwing everything they can at you, including, you know, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who yesterday was continuing to bellyache about this and call it reckless trade deals and everything else. And he said that is being read in China. That is being read in Mexico. That is being, you know, all of our the folks on the other side of the table, all the critics are being heard. So essentially it's making it more difficult. Should she stop it, do you think? Should she not go there? I mean, he did say First Amendment. Anybody say anything they want. I'm just telling you, that makes what we're trying to do more difficult. And I'm mainly asking the people that are nervous right now. Those of you in the farm and ranch community. I mean, he makes a pretty good point. And it makes sense. Now, the president himself told Congressman Cramer and Senator Hovind and others, the longer we wait, the better these deals get. So if the longer we wait, the better these deals get, that's why they're trying to do what they're doing. And then you have Senator Heitkamp, for purely political reasons, she's trying to use the trade negotiations as a political blunt force instrument to help her campaign, which is really despicable. Look, express every bit of concern you have. Take your shoe off and pound it on the table. I think it's fine. But campaign materials, stops, press releases, I don't know. So I'm kind of curious what you think there. Also have a comment from a listener, Joe. I won't read it in detail here, but essentially he's saying, I'm conservative, I work in energy, I love what the president's doing, but why do we have to sacrifice our moral center? We'll talk about that a little bit today, too, from Joe. I want you to respond to Joe. Say it ain't so, Joe. Right there. Okay? So a couple things on my mind, we have big news out of the University of Mary. There's big news, daily out of the University of Mary, if not weekly. Jerome Richter and Michael McMahon are going to be here to tell us a little bit about that. And we also have some clips of our conversation with the EPA administrator earlier in the week. Some big news there for our friends in the coal industry, as well as ethanol. So stay tuned for all that coming up on the program. Dan in Minot wants to weigh in. Hello, Dan. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. I listened to the morning news here today, and I know you guys don't like fake news, but it's news out of Washington. Our president is being accused of breaking laws. Now, don't you think he should be handcuffed and taken out of the White House before he can do any more damage to this country?
So are you familiar at all with how the legal system in America works? You just said
yeah.
He was accused of these things, and now you want him handcuffed and taken out of the White House. It doesn't work that way.
Yes, it does. It does for everybody else in this country. Somebody's
accused? No. I mean, you have to have, you're arrested if there's, you know, like a grand jury or a prosecution's a decision to say you've done some wrong. But my point is you've got the cart before the horse here, my friend.
Then what we know right now, he should be prosecuted and taken out of his position.
Why do you say that? What we know now? Did you say that he should be prosecuted? Give me your best, your legal. argument
is,
here.
National Enquirer, the owner of National Enquirer, Mr. Peter, says that they did all kinds of illegal things to promote him as president before the election.
National Enquirer did.
Yeah, you don't keep up with the news? I thought this was
The Enquirer?
Yeah, the National Enquirer, number one. So I wouldn't exactly call that a credible publication. Number two,
Donald Trump sounds to me like you're
suggesting that the National Enquirer did something wrong, but you want Donald Trump arrested. And if that's the best you have, Dan, if that's the best you have on somebody said that some of the Enquirer did this.
You're not listening to national news. You're not listening to national news.
Well, you're right there. I do read facts, but I don't care for the national reporter's analysis. Here's what I'd suggest to you, Dan, and anybody else. You know, don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you see. And don't let your hatred for Donald Trump cloud what you think are facts.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain-feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3. If you load diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted.
Don't say
you
that's
play
not very
the
nice.
Same love song.
Kevin, we like all our listeners. Kevin said the table isn't empty. Dan's empty upstairs. No, don't say that stuff. Come on, we're taking a highbrow here. We're not going to. Todd, what are you murmuring? Yeah, Todd's still getting a kick out of the National Enquirer thing. 800-228-0550 is our...
I've just never heard anybody actually use that as their basis for an argument on either side of the aisle. I mean, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. That's not anybody's go-to.
Yeah.
And so if you want to start with that, that's fine. Find one more source who's saying that, and then maybe you have something.
We also have a lot of suggestions from people who are suggesting to Dan that since he's following the news and having that lead to you know, someone being handcuffed, two words, Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton might want to be in his focus there a little bit and fire up those cuffs. Let's see here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you about today's safety training spotlight, which is, as always, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. Workforce Safety and Insurance has an online management system available to employers with over 450 safety choices. That's right. So for more information on that, contact WSI. That can help you a lot in your safety program. They partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program, the STEP Grant, to provide safety training classes. So for more information on that and the upcoming classes, visit the calendar at workforcesafety.com, workforcesafety.com, all right? And ndsc.org, training click at the top of the page, find you all kinds of opportunities for training, including one we're really big on right now, driver training. That's right, driver training. All right, Friday fun. We're having it, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. Let's get back to the phones. And Craig in Moorhead is waiting to chat at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Craig.
Scott, I would urge everybody to go online and find the Houston police officer that was pleading for help as he's trying to handcuff a suspect who's going for his gun. And the security guard, the female security guard, was too intent on videoing it instead of giving him a hand. Now, they say there's no war on cops. I say, bull. This is all because of all the stuff has been going on against the police officers by the Democratic Party and others. And it's outrageous. Luckily, she did get fired, but go online and see that.
Oh, I think of that once in a while when I see these clips. Of course, everybody, you know, first thing they do is pull out their phones now. Anything happens. I mean, where was I the other day? Just some dumb thing, you know, like a, I don't know, cement truck backed into something else, and it had already happened, and all the, there were like seven people around with their phones out, showing it. But in the case you're talking about, that should be almost criminal. That should almost be criminal, you don't help. Yeah.
It's outrageous. And I have a story, a show idea for you. Get people like Ellen on and explain what open borders looks like. What, 2 million 60-year-olds can come over here tomorrow and get on SSI? What does it look like to them?
Well, I'll tell you what it looks like. America is a third world country. And there are some people, remember sort of Obama's whole world view. Go back and look at Dinesh D'Souza's book and movie on 2016. I mean, he got back into Obama's father and family members and their mindset. And their mindset was, you know, America had been bad all these years. And so what we need to do is bring America down on level with everybody else. Well, guess what open borders would do? Right?
Absolutely. And I just don't understand people like that, what they're thinking. But anyway, go online and look at that. It's outrageous what this Houston officer, what happened to him.
Will do. All right. I'm going to go to Larry and Bismarck, and then we have some folks that want to talk about Dan, Dan's call. I have Joe's text and Dan's call. We're going to have all kinds of fodder today. Larry and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to respond to Heidi Heitkamp's shooting her mouth off, bad mouthing the tariffs. Trump is right as usual. By her and others doing that, that is weakening our position. So she needs to shut her pie hole and think North Dakota first and think America first for a change. That's all I had.
Yeah, well, I think she at least needs to answer for it. And I think there's an argument to say, you know, I'm not going to be silenced. I'm not going to say less. If I were her, I'd say that's fine. I don't think there's any doubt she's doing it for political purposes. I don't know how that helps the negotiations, right? If you're in the middle of a negotiation and somebody is saying, this is terrible, this is awful, this is horrible, you're telling the other side, hey, they're scared. So, you know, she has a right to do it. There's no doubt about it. Should she do it is my question. Love to hear your answers on this. Henry in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This is exactly what they want out of this, you know, Mueller. It's what Dan's call is all about. You've got these ill-informed, you know, whatever you want to call Dan, and be polite. But this is what they want out of Mueller. They're not going to get a conviction. They know they're not going to get a conviction. But this is what they want. This is what they want, these people all riled up with misinformation. Your previous caller with the security guard, spot on. She's more interested in Black Lives Matter. Was the guy trying to get the cop's gun was black, and we got to film it. You know, it's ridiculous what the Democrats are doing to our country.
Appreciate the call, Henry. Thank you very much. Lucy is in Walsh County.
I'm calling in response to the guy that called and said the president should have been taken out of the office with in handcuffs.
Yeah, Dan
was
his name.
Hillary was when she broke all those laws? Ha, ha, ha. She still isn't in jail, and that's where she belongs. And they're talking about President Trump, who hasn't done anything. Get real. Okay?
You know, Dan said that he was watching the news, though, Lucy. He was watching
the
news.
Oh, yeah, I know. But he hasn't done anything wrong. I just feel like these guys are on a witch hunt, all of them. And I just feel grateful that President Trump can keep doing his job as well as he is with all the pressure on him from all these lunatics in the country. Okay.
Yeah, very very interesting point. Do you live in Grafton, or where in Walsh County are you?
Actually, I live on a farm near Pezik.
Pezik? Well, there's a beautiful part of North Dakota. That's awesome.
Yeah,
yes.
Nobody knows where it is.
That's awesome. My in-laws, my father-in-law's passed away in April, but he has relatives up there, the Catholics, I believe, in Pezik. So.
Oh, really?
Has some connection to Pezik. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well.
Yeah, that's great. Good part of North Dakota, Walsh County. Appreciate you calling, Lucy. Thank you very much.
And I have sympathy for you about your daughter being so far away from home. I know how it feels.
So I'm not being a big wuss about that? You think that's perfectly normal?
That shows what a wonderful dad you are.
Oh, you're kind. Thank you, Lucy.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Jeff in South Central North Dakota, go ahead.
Hey, I just got a comment on this guy that believes what he sees on the false news. I got to agree totally with the guy that said this came out of the Mueller campaign, and it's just to discredit our president. I'm so proud of President Trump. Getting done what he is getting gotten done, even with all this negative news. And as far as Heidi Heitkamp's ad that she's been bipartisan,
hang on back. Just hold that thought. We have to take a little break here. I see your first time caller, so we're gonna get hooked up there too. Hang on, we'll do more of this after the break.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Scott Hannon here with a reading recommendation. The book Open Secrets of Success should be on your nightstand. The Gary Thorlson story is a roadmap to how to go from Daisy, North Dakota, to being a billionaire and one of the country's greatest hotel developers, the biggest. What an incredible story it is. I've met Gary. I've interviewed him many times. I really enjoy this book because there's so many things here, not all ups, but downs, and how you react to them and what you do and how you take life lessons very young. Lessons from your parents, lessons from your neighbors, and turn them into a roadmap on how you build a business. And Gary has built some great ones, including an incredible ESOP that made a lot of folks very, very wealthy for their work. The book is called Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press. Buy it wherever you buy books. Get it online. Just get the book, read it, and pick up some great lessons on Open Secrets of Success from Gary Thorlson. You'll enjoy it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is he an illegal immigrant or is he not? That's what Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska wants to find out about the suspect in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Law enforcement has indicated that Christian Rivera is, in fact, in the U.S. illegally. But Rivera's lawyer, Alan Richards, says that's not so, although he says he can't provide any physical proof.
The proof would be he's been in the community.
community for 7 years, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any issues. He's been accepted into the community. He's filed his tax returns.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Hurricane Lane has now dumped over 30 inches of rain on parts of Hawaii's Big Island. It's expected to move north towards Maui, Oahu, and Kauai later today and tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Mike Lindell is going to be in Bismarck tomorrow, and he told me he's bringing boxes, like as in plural, Todd, boxes of MyPillows as well. So there's going to be, I'd get there early if I were you at this event. 4 o'clock tomorrow at Shiloh. It is a celebration of family and freedom, and it's an incredible story. If you know anybody that has struggled with an addiction, in his case it was crack cocaine. He told me the other day on the phone, he said, you tell everybody, crack cocaine was my prison. I don't want people to just think it was, you know, an addiction. Sounds so vanilla. He said, this is crack cocaine. So he is broken free from the chains of this addiction. And he goes on to build this company now with, what, 12,000 employees? And incredible what they're doing. Selling these pillows all around the globe. And a great pillow it is. So, encourage you to go there. Hear that story, and if anybody that struggled in any way, if you hear him, it's easier. It's easier to know, hey, I can do this too. So I really hope this is a great event. I think it's a neat thing that, you know, Congressman Kramer was asked by Mike Lindell, hey, you know, what can I do for you? I want to come in, I want to help, I want to, you know, and their entire itinerary has been related to helping people in the recovery and the recovery program at the New Song Church. So he has events Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the one open to the public, and you're encouraged to attend tomorrow, Shiloh, 4 o'clock, with the one and only Mike Lindell. Pretty darn cool. And somebody just yesterday said, you know what? I ordered 2 My Premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere My Pillows because I heard you talking about it, Scott. And thanks for the deal. 50% off. Somebody else said, hey, I ordered them, but I haven't got them yet. It's taken a while. Means they're selling a lot. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's really no risk there for you. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Back to the phones here. So Mac and Sawyer, first-time caller, you were starting to talk about a concern you had with Heidi Heitkamp, and we had to go to the break. So I'll let you finish that, first of all, Matt.
Actually, you have a new caller. I'm a first-time caller, and I'm not the caller with whom you were speaking before the break.
Is that right? So I'm really confused now. Hang on a second here. Dale, was I talking to you before the break? Oh, I was talking to Jeff in South Central North Dakota. Remember that. Mac, don't go away, okay? So, Dale, we got to let you finish your... This is what happens when you have so many phone calls on the board here. Keep them all straight. Jeff, are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was talking to you before the break. Yes, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just... The first time I saw Heidi Heitkamp's ad
that she's bipartisan. She's about as bipartisan as a goose can fly backwards. I mean, she's voted about twice where she's actually crossed the aisle. And that was back in the Obama years. She's done nothing with Trump.
How many voters will go to the polls this November with that knowledge, do you think? That what you possess in the way of an opinion that's just political talk, it's ridiculous, she's not for Trump. And by the way, you break down those votes, you're exactly right. I mean, how many votes actually made a difference? She didn't vote one time where she was the deciding vote. That's bipartisan. When you say, hey, sorry, Democratic Party, I'm going over here and I'm going to be the Republican vote on that. Exact opposite. She was the vote that kept things on the Democratic side, like on the Iran deal. Oh, awful. Another one is it's called the flaring rule, the BLM flaring rule, but it had to do with Obama-era regulations being removed and starting over, and she voted to keep Obama's regulations in place and stuck it to the industry. So you're right, but I don't know that I think people are paying close enough attention to know that. How many people are going to go to the polls and know what you just said?
And she says she voted for a better tax bill than what Cramer voted for. There was no other tax bill. I mean, she is a mouthpiece for Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi and what old dear old Chuck Schumer would.
Yeah, no, here's another little tidbit for you, Jeff. So I agree with you. There was not another tax plan voted on to the extent of, here's ours, here's theirs. But there was obviously discussion in committee and different things. She supported one that was, of course, typical, didn't recognize that the people who create jobs will create more jobs if you reduce their burden. So it's just typical Democrat. And so she was only for a certain kind of tax cut. But the what she was advocating for would have been a bigger hit on the deficit, or the debt rather, than the bill that passed. So on one hand, she's saying, I can't be for that because it adds $1.9 trillion, which it doesn't. It only adds $1.9 trillion if you believe there's no benefit economically to a tax plan, which is ridiculous. But her plan would have added more to the debt. So there's a lot of things to pay attention to. I'm glad you're paying attention, Jeff. Thank you for listening. Now let me get to this first-time caller in Sawyer, Mac. Mac, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm not on topic in reference to what you're discussing today. Your conversation about Mr. Trump's very interesting, and I believe you posed it in terms of we like necessarily what he does, but not necessarily, or excuse me, what he does politically, but not necessarily morality wise, but. What I wanted to discuss is
I didn't pose that. Actually, it was a texture that we're going to get to here in a minute. But anyway, it doesn't matter. You got a different topic. Bring it to us, Mac. What is it?
Yeah, legalized marijuana. Three things real quickly, and I'm interested in your response. First of all, you hear a lot about threshold drugs. You hear people calling this is going to cause people to become addicted, et cetera, et cetera. The real threshold drug is nicotine, and there's not a lot of discussion about that, although we've seen further regulation and regulation geared toward keeping that out of the hands of young people. And the model there is to tax it highly. I'm talking about tobacco. And it's been effective, I believe, in reducing usage. So I think that's the right direction to go in reference to legalization of marijuana. Secondly, the issue of the legislature moving so slowly on medical marijuana, there may be legal and technical reasons about that, but that's the perception is that the legislature is dragging their feet and the executive branch is dragging their feet. I personally think they are. For instance, the cash issue and deposits into banking. Certainly, federally chartered banks may present a difficulty, but it's within the purview of the state of North Dakota to allow state chartered banks to do
to be more flexible in those issues. And that's totally in the hands of the legislature and the executive. And of course, ultimately, judicial branch. But the third thing is, I've heard you mention studies in reference to where marijuana has been legalized. And I just would like to know the specificity as to what studies we're looking at, because I want to read them too. I want to be educated. I don't want to make these decisions based on emotion. And there is one final thing I'm going to say, and then I'll wait for your comment. But Mike Lindell story is mine identically. And in fact, I'm an evangelical minister of over 30 years, and it's probably seems odd that I would advocate for us altering our constitution to allow for legalized marijuana. But I think it's the only practical path. It will open the opportunities for taxation that's not available to the state now, and opportunities for further regulation. I'm an attorney. I see these new courthouses and these beautiful edifices that have been built. They're built on the backs of indigents in North Dakota, because every time an indigent pleads out or is found guilty or any other criminal defendant, there's a court improvement fee that's imposed upon them. And if they don't pay it, they go back to jail. And it's a sad thing that that's been built on the backs of addicts like me, who have not come to the place of recovery yet. So, man, that's a whole that's a big chestnut, and I don't expect you to address all of it, but I would like to hear your comment.
Well, first of all, I've been studying a lot of the numbers out of Colorado, and I do want to do a future program on it. And talk about that, because I agree with you. I think everybody ought to study this stat. It's mind blowing. It's mind blowing what happened. And it is an extensive study. It was commissioned by Congress. So it isn't like just somebody that just doesn't want it to happen. I mean, they put some significant dollars into it. They started it, to have a benchmark before medical marijuana was available. Then they added legalized marijuana and now, after, X amount of time with that. So it's just for law enforcement, more of everything. I mean, more calls, more accidents, a lot of that. And then also workplaces and just work efficiency. So I do agree, between now and November, we need to have a reasonable conversation about that. As far as North Dakotans being upset about medical marijuana being poorly implemented, again, I've been under the hood. I've watched it very closely. I've talked to these people. I've heard the complaints. I've went in there and asked. My belief completely is there's nothing nefarious whatsoever being done by the legislature. It is all trying to say, let's do this right. It was very poorly written, so you got to put it back on folks. However, the perception is correct that you raise. The perception is, and I've heard a lot of people say, I can't believe this, but I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm voting it just because of how horrible they did that deal. I'm going to vote for it. And it's like, okay, let me hand you this study and say, just because you think something was done poorly, you want to let this happen to our state? I don't grab that logic. It doesn't compute with me. I don't know at all what the deal is. So I'm respectful of people who see some good in this. You raise a point about, the courthouses and about who pays. And, I think, honestly, to the extent we can decriminalize it and have some tax benefit, those are some positives. But I don't believe they outweigh the negatives that I see as a result of where this has been done. So I appreciate you calling, Mac. And I tell you this, we'll continue to discuss it. If you hang on a minute.
What about my swag bag?
Yeah, no, I've got your swag bag. I was about to reach into it. Let's see what I come out of here with it. Grassroots in action, common sense action agenda for America. And this will be a good one on this discussion, Max. Hang on. Manny will get your number.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Take your wireline career to the next level at MBI Energy Services. MBI has immediate openings for experienced wireline engineers and operators in their Dickinson location. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority and offers generous pay, a best-in-class benefits package, and excellent training. If you're looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com and apply today.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
See, I expected the callers to sort of buck me up a little bit today, and then Dan brings me right into handcuffing the president, right? So we got to go there. So
the inquirer, no less.
Yeah, fight all that off, and now we're back to square one here. And thinking, I'm thinking too much. That's what I'm doing. I'm just thinking too darn much. I'll stop thinking. Yeah. Okay, I'm back. What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. And our friend Manny, we've just learned, is going to be leaving us. And I can't even believe it. But he is going big time. He's going to go over work for the Hubbard folks here on KSTP. what do they call it these days? Sports Talk 1500 or AM 1500 or what do they call it?
1500 ESPN. We got some big changes coming up at the station here in a few weeks, though. So stand by for how things are going to look. But, yeah, I'm going to be full-time. I'll be over there on a full-time basis. So
be part of the team.
Yes, indeed.
All right. That's awesome. Well, congrats to Manny. We will miss you.
Thank you.
Manny's done a fabulous job for us as the engineer extraordinaire and call screener as well. H.A. Thompson & Sons brings you What's on Your Mind. Do you know they've been doing what they're doing since 1908? I always got to pause a little bit when I think about that. Okay, let's see, 2018 to 110 years? Remember the little plumber and all the... I mean, they helped build Bismarck, H.A. Thompson & Sons. And beyond high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and now mechanical contractor services, they're doing this in Bismarck, but all across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota as well. And if you're watching the bottom line and need a little more certainty, this is really working for a lot of businesses. In fact, over 600 buildings now are maintained, all of the mechanical heating and cooling systems, by H.A. Thompson & Sons. And those buildings have the certainty of knowing what the costs are going to be. Think about that. HATandSons.com can tell you more about Link Service Contracts, 701-223-3393. It costs you nothing to talk to them and get an estimate and get rolling with that. So give that a try. All right. Dale and Amanda, and you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I got a couple things. Number one, I really don't care what Trump's sex life is, his bed life. I don't know why they've even got that on there. That's nobody's business what you do otherwise. Either, as long as he's doing good for the country, I think it's great. And the next thing is Heidi's got an ad out that she shut down this, I don't know if it was sex traffic or what online, but she shut it down, according to her, whichever one it was, human trafficking or sex trafficking. But she doesn't say how many people were involved, how many arrests they made. Just shutting down the internet doesn't do nothing. That they're still going out there somewhere. And
here would be my benchmark. The day she took office, what did human trafficking look like in the way of just the amount we know about, the numbers, you know, where it's happening? Which, by the way, folks, it is so awful. It really is. It's just disgusting. You know, there's been an appropriate uproar over some abuses that happened in the Catholic Church decades ago. Very appropriate and awful. And as a Catholic, it makes me absolutely sick that this happened, that these people harmed a child. I hate it, okay? And I think, you know, the church is grappling with that now and responding to it. The sad part of it is I believe that 99% of the church or better is really rock solid. But the 1% ends up tainting the 99. That having been said, the abuses that go on in what you're talking about in sex trafficking are like, you know, you can't add enough zeros to how often it happens. And it's sort of silent. It's out of the way. So it is terrible. My benchmark, Dale, would be, what was it the day she took office? Where is it today? Right? Not that I shut down one website.
Yeah, one website doesn't do nothing. And far as the Catholics and stuff you're talking about that's involved in that, that's a peanut organization compared to, I feel, what's involved. You got movie stars, everybody involved in this stuff.
Yeah, it's true. And of course, it is, you know, when it's a church, a church with a history, it just offends you to the core, but you're absolutely right. It's awful everywhere. That gets the lion's share of the attention because it's politically popular to bash away. But, you know, it doesn't excuse it in any way, shape or form. It doesn't. It's sad. It makes me very, very ill. But we've got to realize this is so prevalent. This is so many places. You're absolutely right, Dale. Appreciate your call, and thank you very much. Let's see here. I want to read the rest of this text from Joe, and I don't have a lot of time. We'll pick up on your answers and thoughts about this after the break. It says, as a conservative person that works in energy, I love what the president's doing, but what do we need to sacrifice? Why do we need to sacrifice our moral center? I know what he's doing, but when did we start lowering the bar when it comes to moral standards, presidential behavior, etc.? We can have it all. Good economy, conservative values, and a president we can be proud of on a moral level. I feel like everyone is just making excuses and glosses over some of the behavior of the president. Again, I like what he's doing. I'm just not willing to look past and give him a pass on his behavior. If we were honest, we would not give a similar pass to a liberal president. I know I wouldn't. Can you tell your kids someday you can be just like him? I think the answer is no. That came from Joe. What do you say to Joe? Other than say it ain't so, Joe. Coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.